saw a lot of folks graduating and things of that sort. And this year has been a very odd year in regard to all that. So it's really even more important today that you and I think about our spiritual education. Amen. But I got some good news. Amen. As soon as we pray our way in, we'll talk about it. Amen. So get your Bible ready, electronically, paperly, however you want to do it. Amen. And we'll get ready to study. But let's pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name this morning. Father, we thank you for another day's journey. Father, we lift you up and give praise to your holy name. Father, we thank you for another day of grace. Thank you for another day of mercy. Father, we thank you for another day of education. Father, that you promised that you would teach us and lead us and guide us by your Spirit to all truth. Father, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins. Everyone, Lord, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, bless us with forgiveness another day, Lord God, that we might keep on pressing in your name. And we thank you that you covered us by the blood of your Son, that we might freely come and receive that forgiveness. You said if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for all the things that you send down. Your word says that every good and perfect gift come down from above, and that you are the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So, Father, we turn to you right now, God. Illuminate our minds and our spirits, Lord God. Teach us how to walk in your way, Lord God. And we just thank you right now, Lord, for everything you already have done. Father, you said that in everything, by prayer and supplication, to let your requests be made known unto God, and that the peace of God that passeth all understanding will rule our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you right now for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for every member of the church family, Lord God. Thank you for our Facebook friends and all the families and friends who are tuning in. Lord God, we pray for spiritual understanding and guidance, Lord God. Guide us and lead us in the way everlasting. Father, we pray for wisdom and understanding, Lord God. We pray for healing mercies for those who are suffering with any ailment, whether it be mental, physical, financial, whatever kind of way it is. And Lord, we want to thank you for those who you have recovered from sickness. We got good praise reports all this week about people who you just covered, Lord God, and you gave them healing grace, even in the midst of a pandemic. So, Father, we want to thank you and just give you all the praise, all the glory, Father. Even I had a cousin call me, say she was healed, Lord God, from COVID-19. Thank you today, Lord God, for all those that have been healed. And we pray for grace for those families who are struggling with that situation right now. And, Father, we know you are there, that you are a very present help in the time of need. And, Father, we can't do anything without you. So we pray you send grace and mercy upon their lives right now, Lord God. Open our minds, oh God, that we might understand these times. Like the sons of Issachar, who knew the times, understood the times, and knew what Israel should do. Help us as a church, God, to understand these times that we're living in right now and what we should do. Lord God, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory, and we ask this to the praise of Jesus, your only Son, who you raised out of that grave so that everybody would know that he alone is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We give glory to his name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all the saints all say together, amen. Go ahead and give God a hand praise. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to do to give him praise, that's in order. Amen. It's never out of order to praise his name. Hallelujah. Once again, Pastor Landis Fisher, thanking God for all my church family and friends. I want to just thank you for the praise reports I've heard. I was reading so many of them today on Facebook and over this weekend. But today, let's talk just for a little bit about, we want to talk about some spiritual education. This is a wonderful thing because you and I are engaged in the process of spiritual education at all times. Amen. And we want to just look and see just a few things here that God has dropped into my spirit to talk with you about today. Education itself is a principal part of human existence that needs to be understood in a manner that is consistent with the teachings of Holy Scriptures and which have outlined the views of God on this topic, and it has also many other categories in this light, spiritual education. Now, the whole topic of education in general, what a critical thing it is. So in today's lesson, we will outline how to receive, and I like to put it this way, a PhD from the Lord through the free gift of his only begotten son. God wants you to receive his PhD, which is a free gift, and it's basically covered by his only begotten son. I'll tell you how that works as we get into the lesson. So I want you to just hear a few verses, and this is just a small sampling. This is such a great topic that we could actually write books. There could be volumes of books written on this subject. But we want to go ahead today just for the conservation of time and just condense this into a few things just to help you get a particular train of thought that I got into when I was praying and the Holy Spirit was guiding me into some thoughts that I wanted to share with you today to bless you throughout the rest of this week and not only that, throughout the rest of your life. Amen. So let's look in Isaiah chapter 55 just to get our thoughts going. Amen. Isaiah 55 verse 6 from the Old Covenant says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, and that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." So God says, seek me while I may be found. That means we have a limited amount of time to seek him. He says, seek me while I may be found. Now, I want you to know, whoever you are, God, he really is seeking you. He wants you. That's why he writes passages like this in his word. He wants you to come to him. He's seeking you. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be blessed. He wants to fill you with his spirit. He wants to give you the knowledge of his word. He wants to give you peace that passeth all understanding. Everything God has for you is available. And he says to you, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. In other words, the limitation is not on his end. The limitation is on our end. If we don't seek him while he may be found, then that's a problem we have, because God is always there. He's a very present help in the time of need, and we need him right now. Amen. So if you have not sought him, do it right now. I want you to know he's been seeking you. He loves you just like you are. He knows what you're going through. Everything you lack, he has it. And you know, everything you have, he gave it to you. Amen. So seek him. Get into that mindset where you can understand that God loves you just like you are, and he accepts you, and he wants you to seek him. Amen. He's seeking you right now. If you can hear that and receive it, I want you to know God is seeking you right now. He loves you right now. He has covered you all the way through your life to bring you to the place where you are right now. Amen. So he says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he shall abundantly pardon. God has promised to pardon those who come to him seeking him by faith. He is a gracious God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. And I want you to understand that the first step in spiritual education is getting right with God. God made the biggest step in the process by giving his son Jesus for you so that you can start that relationship right now. Those of you who've been walking with him by faith, you know what I'm talking about. God is there with you. He has given you that peace that passeth all understanding. And you know that I am on a new path now, on a new journey to a new destination. Amen. So this is what Isaiah is talking about. We'll give you some more. Now notice what he says about his word. He says his thoughts, first of all, are not your thoughts. So the way God sees a situation is not the way man sees the situation. Man will tell you all kinds of stuff and will put you in a situation where you feel intimidated in many cases, because there are so many people who know so much more than me. There's so many people who have better situations in their life than me. You can start to evaluate yourself based on man's premises and all of that, and you'll come up feeling kind of shallow and sharp. But God doesn't do it that way. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. See, Neither are your ways my ways, the ways of man, the ways of the governments of the world, the ways of people in general, whether they be in high technology or whatever kind of thing it is, are not God's thoughts. God blessed all those people to do whatever they do, but that's not the final court of arbitration, if you will. In other words, God's thoughts are higher than their thoughts and his ways higher than their ways. And so God says, think about that. Turn around and realize my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Then he says, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what that really says to me when I condense it down into a nutshell, beloved, is that God wants us to realize that he is the one who is in charge. Don't ever let your mind get caught up in stuff that you hear in the world and on the news. You know, the news will scare you to death if that's all you know. If you know what God said on a subject, you can get some peace. You can have some understanding, even in the midst of a turmoil. I was watching one of my brothers there on Facebook talking about this year, what a cataclysmic year it has been with all this corona and all that. And we're starting to see some firsts this year that we never saw in any other time in our lifetimes. And that's true. But you know what? Those who are anchored in the truth and have a spiritual education from God are the ones who will be able to weather this storm just like people of God have done throughout the years. You don't have to worry about certain things. I mean, that doesn't say be careless or reckless, but it does say let your trust be rooted and grounded in God Almighty. We've seen some stuff this year. On the other hand, just to show you how this has worked as far as spiritual education is concerned, we have seen some things this year, like even in a pandemic, how people have been faithful, real members of the church who understand the purpose of the church, that we have the knowledge of God to share with the world, a knowledge of salvation through by God's grace through faith in his son, Jesus, and that our mission is important, and it's more important than all the things that are going on in the world. So we're not really worried, and I've been blessed just to see how the saints have supported the work of the church, even in the midst of a pandemic. We're not meeting in routine fashion like we normally do, but the fact is we understand our mission. And so we have applied not only our finances, but our time and our prayers and all of our efforts toward keeping this word going out to the masses. Amen. And you know what? God has blessed that effort. There are so many more people now that we reach every day on a day-to-day basis, and they're receiving an understanding about the good news that God has given his son so that you and I can have a good spiritual education. No matter what our situation is, no matter what our circumstances are, regardless of any afflictions that the world has that's going on, we can still know that we can trust God. That's why the writer of the Proverbs, who is Solomon, King Solomon, said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. See that? In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. God will show you how to make it through this situation in these troubling times that we're living in. And the spiritual education we need will come from his spirit. The Holy Spirit of God is given to those who lean and depend on him through his son, Jesus the Christ, whom he has raised from the dead. So you know what? That's what excites me. I can look at the resurrection in the midst of a pandemic. And even if it is my time to check out, I will rise again in the likeness of Jesus the Christ. So I don't have to worry about that either. God has covered all the bases, all the more, let's call it the serious matters in life, by giving his son, Jesus the Christ, to be crucified, so that whosoever believes in him will not perish. So spiritual education is in many ways very similar, but it's a better thing, let me call it, than typical education. Now, we have a lot of people, and I don't decry education. Education is a beautiful thing. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I admonish people to pursue it with all your heart. But don't forget about spiritual education. It's even more important. So as we seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near, let the wicked forsake his way. Let me stop there for a minute. You know what? God does not support any wickedness of any sort, and God defines what wickedness is. We live in a time when people think, they have a different view of what they think is wicked. You know what we do? He said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. In other words, however you thinking, forsake that. Check with me. Find out how I define wickedness, and then you'll know what it really is. And forsake it. And God will give you the authority, the power, the ability, and everything you need to forsake wickedness in your life. and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Now, there's always a question about righteousness, and this is a great part of spiritual education, is to understand that God is the one who appoints righteousness to whosoever he will. It's not a thing that you can generate on your own. Human works will not ever make anyone right with God. But God does not, in other words, he doesn't measure us by human works or human education or human progress or any of that. He measures us by the standard that he has set. That's why he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord, for as the heavens are high above the earth. In other words, his standard is just as high as the heavens above the earth. And it's a different standard than what man will say. Man is always comparing himself to other people and other folks and other circumstances on earth. But God says, no, my standard is different than the standards of man. So you need to get a spiritual education to understand that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So spiritual education is a wonderful thing, and you and I have been called to it. Now, I want you to understand that God has made a way so that, let's call it this way, this is what we've said throughout the years, that at the cross, the ground is level. Does it make any difference if you're a king? Does it make any difference if you are a great ruler of another nation or whatever you are? Your status on earth does not establish your status before Almighty God. And the lowest person on earth, whoever that could be, in whatever circumstance they may be in, has an equal access to the righteousness that God accepts as the person who has lots of material blessings on earth. So it has nothing to do with that. A person who has moderate education on earth is not necessarily more acceptable to God than a person who has, let's say they have some type of impediment or whatever. It doesn't make any difference, or no education at all. In the sight of God, we are all equal in the sense that we come before him as a human being whom he has created in his image, and that he is the one who gives the standard of what righteousness is. And this is why he gave his son, Jesus, so that whosoever, and that's what that word whosoever covers, is everything I just said, whether you be a king or whether you be a pauper in the world, doesn't make a difference. Whosoever believes in Jesus the Christ shall be saved. And God will educate you himself. He doesn't leave it up to anyone else to educate you. He says, I will teach you myself. And so that's the beautiful thing about spiritual education. When you come to God, he will bless you and teach you and lead you and guide you to all truth. He does that by his spirit. And he has assigned the church to go and preach the gospel, which is that good news I just shared with you, that God loves you. He will accept you just like you are by grace through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. And Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 that it's so that no one will boast. We have nothing to boast about. Why? Because we didn't do anything. God the Father, through his son, provided the perfect righteousness that he requires in order for people like me and you to be saved. Amen. And so that's what I want you to understand. So the first thing in spiritual education is to understand how to gain righteousness from God. That's why Jesus said this in Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that you're concerned about will be added to you. God says, I'm going to add everything you need to you if you seek me first and my kingdom and my righteousness. Realize there is a higher government than the governments of this world. The scripture predicts a time when the governments of this world and the kingdoms, it says the kingdoms of this world, shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall rule and reign forever and ever, because Jesus is truly the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So don't let human government frustrate you or get you into a tizzy like it does so many. I see so many people stumbling in that area right now, especially in the strange political climate that we have right now. So many people are stumbling and trying to put their hope in some kind of a political situation here on earth. But God says, my kingdom is higher than all the kingdoms of this world. So don't ever let your mind get absorbed in earthly situations and politics and all of that. Okay, it's okay to do what you want in that area as far as voting your convictions, as far as voting is concerned. But don't think that that is the last thing or the only thing. Look at the higher picture. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. See, because if there's any unrighteousness in a thing, God doesn't really have a part in it. You know what that includes? Every government that there is on earth. And so we got to look past all that. That's a smoke screen from the enemy to get your mind off the spiritual education that God would require that you and I have. We want to understand that this world is heading in a direction that God has foretold right here in his word in explicit detail, and you can see it coming down that way. And he is using the people who call themselves in control like pawns on a chessboard, and he will ultimately win the victory. So keep your mind on the right thing. That's the first thing in spiritual understanding, is to get yourself educated in the things of God. Realize my thoughts are not your thoughts, God said. Neither are your ways my ways, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So remember that all the time, no matter what you see. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the writer to the Hebrews, said, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. So Isaiah goes on to say here, as we continue with this passage, he says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. What does he mean? He means that God has a system. And you know what? We think we know the ecological system of the world. We know a lot about it. We've learned more in these past years. But think about the antiquity of the creation. Got people telling us, it was millions of years ago, and I don't believe that because I can't see that in God's word. And so I don't go there either. There's a lot of people tell you they know stuff, and the Bible says it's falsely called knowledge. You see, got a lot of people saying a whole lot of stuff about they think stuff they know. But you know what? I'm sticking with God. I don't know where you are, but I trust what he said. I gave my sister just yesterday and some other people, I was speaking with the acronym about faith. F-A-I-T-H, for staking all, I trust him. I trust God more than I do anybody else. And so that's where I got to be. Hope you will, too. Get that acronym, F-A-I-T-H, faith, for forsaking all. I trust him. So science can only go so far. And you know what? All science is going to be found to give way to Almighty God. He says, as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. He created all this and told us how he did it. Now scientists want to tell us contrary to what God has said. You know what I tell you to do? Trust in the Lord. I go back to Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding or anyone else's, for all that matters. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So I can boldly confess to you today that I trust God, his word. Forsaking all, I trust him. F-A-I-T-H, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we want to go with that. That's where I want you to get first in spiritual education. Get your faith together. Trust God. Forsake all and trust him. Amen. Moving on, he says here, he talks about the as the rains come down from heaven. Now, you know, we kind of understand that. We know a lot more about it than we ever did before, but we don't know everything. Think about the person who designed it. Think about the person who created it. Think about the person who had enough wisdom to put it together so it's still working today, just as it was when he created it. Think about that. And imagine the science that he knows. And all, in fact, the word science comes out of another word that we talk about that describes what Isaiah says, that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways our ways. In other words, he says, for as the heavens are high above the earth, God's science is so much higher than all the scientists here. He did all of this in antiquity when we didn't even have a telescope or a microscope or anything else to even examine what he had done. He had the wisdom when he founded everything to make it all work, and it's still working. And so you got to trust God on some things and go beyond what you normally would. That's why he says, lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He says, because you know what? He knows the end from the beginning, and his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways our ways. See, because as the heavens are high above the earth, I want to repeat that again, so are his ways higher than our ways and his thoughts than our thoughts. So God is thinking on another level, and spiritual education begins with trust him with everything in your life and lean not to your own understanding. Yeah, they said this, they said that. they found this, they found that, but God has told you the story, and everything you need is in His story. We talk about history. That's His story. We want to stay in His story, and we get all the facts that we need right there. Hallelujah. I want to give Him praise right there. So going on, as little as we understand how that whole situation works, and Isaiah has summarized it in one verse, saying that as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but it waters the earth, it brings forth bud, and that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In other words, God has supplied us with a continuous supply of everything mankind needs for time and eternity until He wraps it all up and we don't have to worry about it. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. In other words, if I say that, you can count on me. That's why I say, forsaking all, I trust Him. Faith. I have faith in Almighty God. And as He says here, His words will not come back to Him void. In other words, everything He said, it will happen. It will come down. If God promised you a thing, it will happen. If God has given you faith, it will take you through. The faith will carry you on through. And the scripture says, now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love is even greater than faith, and it's greater than hope. But those are things that we need in time. Faith and hope will take us to His ultimate love, because He loves you just like you are. And He's already come into the midst of time in the human schedule, giving His Son to be crucified, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Raise Him out the grave. You know what? We don't have an answer for that one, do we? We wouldn't be worried about corona if we knew how to get out the grave. You know, we wouldn't be worried about cancer if we knew how to get out the grave. If we knew about how to get out the grave, we would never be worried about heart disease or emphysema or any of these things that plague the human family. Only one has shown us the solution for that problem, and His name is Jesus. He got out the grave so that no matter what had happened in life, period, the spiritual education we need is to understand that the one who really understands the problems that are going on in this world is God, who has given His own Son and raised Him out the grave. That resurrection puts Him higher than any doctor, any medical institution, any pharmacological situation or anything else that calls itself knowledge. You don't have the knowledge to get out the grave. And so getting up out that grave is where Jesus declared, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And He told His disciples, therefore go and teach. See that, we're back to our spiritual education piece here. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the days. The literal Greek says, I am with you all the days. And we translate it all the way, even to the end of the world. So Jesus said, I'm going to be with you, and I have the solution to problems that your science won't ever be able to figure it out. We got people playing around with it now, but they really don't know everything about it. That's why God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways than your ways. He said, I got this whole thing in control. So the spiritual education you and I need comes from God. So He says, so shall my word be. Just as you see the earth producing food and watering itself and plants and trees growing and everything going on like it does, I set that in motion. Give me the glory and the praise. We live in a culture that doesn't give God the glory and the praise, but His creation is still producing everything we need to live here. And He has a solution to death and the grave. Hallelujah. That's what I want you to get today. You need a spiritual education to understand that man's ways only go so far. His progress only goes so far. And you know what? Whatever progress that he has ends up in the grave, because he doesn't have a solution for the problem of the grave, but God does. That's why you can trust His word and trust the true history that we know that Jesus rose from the dead, and understand that. So God says, I got all that. And He said, the same way that all those things I made continue to repeat and produce everything the world needs, and it does, because we're all still here. No matter what afflictions we have, we're still here. You know, we still have food. Although the biotope is working well, people tell us that it's being threatened and we're destroying it, but that ain't going to happen, I guarantee you. You know, if there's any destruction that comes to it, it'll be from the Almighty, because people will not open their ear and hear the truth. about his son. They want to glance over that and push it to the back burner. I want to push it back to the front burner because it is the best news the world has ever seen, and we will preach it until the trumpet sounds. So this final verse in Isaiah 55:11 from our reading today. So shall my word be, God says, just like you see the creation going on, doing everything it's supposed to do, everything I told it to do, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. In other words, it will never come to none effect, no matter who belittles it, who doesn't believe it, who would care to push it out of the middle of society like we've tried to do here. And we wonder, why are we having trouble? We try to push the truth out and bring in hogwash. What do you think? What did you expect? What did you expect? Did you expect to be blessed when you push the truth out and you want to throw it out everywhere out of your culture? Do you expect to be blessed? I don't think so. God says, no, you know what? Put the brakes on that, baby. Let me show you what that does for you. And we can see that right now. The fact is, he said his word will not come back to him void. In other words, it will accomplish the purpose whereunto I sent it, he says, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. His word, he says, will prosper. You and I, who are people of faith, walk by faith and not by sight. Doesn't make any difference what we see. Doesn't make any difference what anyone says. We're going to continue to walk by faith. That means forsaking all I trust in and not by sight. Doesn't make any difference what I see, what you say, how your situation looks. One fact remains, you still don't have an answer for the grave. God does. He's the only one who does. So we want to let the spiritual education we have help us understand who we are and where we are right now at this particular time. I want to give you quickly, our time's getting away, a New Testament example of this. So let's take a look at the Gospel of St. Luke. You know what? I could show you 1,000 places where this is true. And if you really analyze your life, you'll know that perhaps you will understand that where you were when you got saved, some of you are saved, some may not be. You're not, God wants you to be. I keep putting that in. That's my commercial here for the church, is that God wants you to be saved, whoever you are. And if you believe him, he will give you salvation. He will give you a free spiritual education. He has already paid the bill by giving his own son, who was crucified, buried, and got out of the grave for you. And if you trust him and believe him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. You will receive a new teacher who is God Almighty himself, the Holy Spirit, who will live in you and lead you and guide you to all truth. So I hope you take that invitation right now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. He will abundantly pardon, for his thoughts are not our thoughts. Neither are his ways our ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways and his thoughts than our thoughts. But God loves you, and I want you to receive that good news, the gospel now. This is the first step of spiritual education, how we might freely receive a PhD. I told you that earlier, from the school of the Lord. You and I who accept the Lord become disciples. The word disciples from a Greek word, mathetes, is learners. So you and I need to become learners. This has been the case ever since Jesus showed up the first time. Think about this now. I want to give you some thoughts here to think about. These blessed me, and there's so many more. As I said, I could write a book on this. Probably should. The fact is, understand this. I'm just going to give you one here quickly from the New Testament. New Testament, Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 5. Keep in mind, Dr. Luke, as he is called in Colossians 4:14 by the Apostle Paul, is the only Gentile writer in the Scripture. He wrote the book of Acts of the Apostles, the entire book of Acts of the Apostles, and also the Gospel of St. Luke, which is the longest in words of the four Gospels, the Gospel of St. Luke. He is Luke, the blessed or beloved physician, he is called there in Colossians 4:14. But he's writing here in chapter 5, and he says this, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, Luke 5:1, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now imagine that. Here they are. These fishermen have come back in to port. They haven't caught anything. They were washing their nets, cleaning them up, getting all the debris from the Sea of Gennesaret out of there and pulling the weeds out and all the stuff that's trapped in the nets, getting them ready for the next day because they hadn't been successful in their fishing that evening or that night, I should say. Now notice this. And so Jesus goes out, gets in the boat and tells Simon, push out a little bit from the edge here. And he's going to teach the people from the ship there. So notice that teaching element there. Jesus, the Son of God, walking in the flesh in a human body, comes up on these fishermen, washing their nets, cleaning up for the night, about to go back in for the day and say, okay, we're done. And he says, push out a little bit and let me get in the boat here. We're going to teach. So he backs away from the shore a little bit out further into the water. And he entered into the ship, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4, Luke 5 and 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Now, what's going on out in the deep water? And let down your nets for a draught. He said, wait a minute now. He went out a little bit and he taught a little bit. And he said, now get on out in the deep. Go on out a little further from the shore. Get that picture in your mind. Here's Jesus in the boat with Simon going on out. And he noticed this here and says, and Simon answering, verse 5, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, Jesus told him, cast down your nets in the plural and for a draft to catch a great load. And Simon said, yeah, you know, I've been out here all night. I'm the fisherman. I don't know who you are. I thought you were a carpenter, son. First of all, he might be thinking, I don't know what he's thinking. But he said, Lord, we've been out all night. And, okay, you say cast a net. So he threw a net out into the water. Get that picture in your head right here in Luke 5. And when they had done this, it enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Verse number 6. Simon says, okay, if you insist, I'll throw the net down. He pulls up so many fish that the net busts and breaks and it can't handle the load. Amazing, isn't it? Now think about this, verse 7. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they would come and help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. You want to talk about how many fish they caught? They caught enough to sink almost both boats. They started to load down heavily with the fish because they did what Jesus said. You know what? They didn't do it their way. They had to get on board and do it his way. You know what? Their thoughts were not his thoughts. Neither were his ways their ways. See? But when they got on board and began to let God instruct them, God the Son in the flesh, you know what? They began to prosper. I want to recommend that for you today. If you start to trust God, you can abandon with the way you've been doing things. You can put it aside because God will empower your life and he will give you what you really need. But you need to hear his voice and listen to him. Come to him by faith and not by sight. Don't listen to the people around you. Everybody else may have said, hey, man, y'all just came in. You've been out all night, didn't catch nothing. You were cleaning up for the day. Why would you do something like that? It doesn't seem logical. You know, but logical is not the same as having faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. You know, realize that God knows everything. You know why? Because he made it. He made it. He made this earth. He made the world. He made the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the vastness of heaven that we keep finding out we don't know very much about. We keep saying we do. And, you know, we're going to Mars. Well, go ahead. Y'all get on up there. When you get up there, see people up there, tell them they need to be saved. They need Jesus the Christ in order to be saved. You run across E.T., tell them repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they shall be saved. Because the whole heavens and the earth were corrupted with the sin of Adam, and only Jesus can save you, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. The scripture says in Acts 4:12 that there is salvation in no other, for there's no other name under heaven which has been given among men whereby we must be saved. So God has put out his decree and told clearly to the whole world what man needs to be saved. Just as Simon is sitting here now with a dilemma. His dilemma is now we caught so many fish, we got too many, and our boats are sinking. Quite a difference in coming in and washing your nets, having caught nothing. So his reaction here, let's look at it as we move on, talking about spiritual education. Peter, it says in verse 8, Luke 5 and 8, when Simon Peter saw it, he saw those boats filling up with fish. They hadn't caught anything all night. They put one net down, and it was enough fish to sink both the boats. And when Peter saw it, he saw what he did when he did what God said. Even though he didn't do it fully, Jesus told him, drop down the nets in the plural, and he dropped down a net, one net. And he brought in fish enough to sink both of the boats, and he hadn't caught anything all night, think about it. And when he started to get on Jesus' program, his life changed, and he began to see productivity that he never saw before. I want to let you know, God will put some productivity in your life you have never seen before when you start to trust him. Believe his word over your circumstances. Believe his word over what the people say. Believe his word over what the governments say. Believe his word over everything. Forsake your thoughts. Take up his thoughts. His ways are higher than your ways and then your thoughts. And you'll start to see that kind of progress come into your life. And it's not about material stuff. It's about the spiritual blessing of knowing that I am a child of God. I'm saved from sin. I can take direction from the Almighty who made everything and knows everything about it. And then my life will change. It'll be a change in your life. Best spiritual education you can ever receive will be given to you by God Almighty. Amen. Isn't that a good news? Go ahead and dance in your living room. That's all right. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word and his blessing. If we just get on board with the truth, we will be like Peter. Peter's freaked out here now. I'm going to put it in modern language. In verse 8, it says here, Luke 5 and 8, and when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Think about that. He said, boy, you know, the first thing he thought about is, this is God who has came up on me, and I didn't understand who he was. Got it now. Understand who he is now. Yes, I do. You know, and I, hey, Lord, go away from me, Lord. You don't know who you're dealing with. I'm a sinful dude. You know what? We are all sinful people, and we all need to be forgiven. When Simon knew he was in the presence of the deity, the creator of heaven and earth, because nobody else could do that, who could call up the fish of the sea to come up into your nets and into your boat and give you authority over a thing that you had no control over? You had tried all night and failed. You've been trying all your life and you didn't get where you want to be. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Realize his thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are his ways our ways, saith the Lord. He said, as the heavens are high above the earth, how high is that? You know what? Even as sophisticated as NASA think they are, or SpaceX, name somebody, whoever they think they are, they don't know the ends of the heavens. They keep on looking, build a better telescope, send it out further. And you know what they keep finding out? You have no idea. You don't have a clue. You can't see to the end of what I've made. God said, I made it that way so you would fear me. But you know what they keep saying? Well, we're going to go to Mars and populate Mars, and we're going to go to the moon, and we're going to do that. And it's been 100 billion and 59 billion years. And you don't know that. That just expresses your ignorance of the truth that Almighty God told you. I made it that way so you would fear me and so that you would trust me, so that you realize you can't figure it out. You don't have the answers. I do. And the fact is, whoever trusts in me will receive my peace. The peace of God, the Bible says, passes all understanding. And Paul said, let it rule your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See, let the peace of God rule your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have faith in God. Forsaking all, I trust him. Keep on walking by faith and not by sight. See, walking by faith means I believe God's word no matter what I see. I believe God's word no matter who looks like they're in power or who's in control or who's here or who's there or who said what and what the scientists think and the so-called wise people. And what, you're not too wise if you don't know Jesus. The fact is, with Christ, we can do all things, but without him, you can do nothing. And that's the truth. And so you need the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Bible says, trust in the Lord, as we say, with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways, start to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He has spoken the truth in righteousness, and his word will not come back to him void. Hallelujah. Will accomplish the purpose whereunto he sent. In other words, Jesus will reign with all power in heaven and earth. He already has all power, and he's seated at the right hand of power right now, waiting to return at any moment. The Bible says there's coming a day when the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with the Lord in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we ever be with the Lord. See, that ought to be comforting words to you. Therefore, comfort you one another with these words. God says, trust in me with all your heart. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. See, so we got to understand, as Peter got hold of it here, as he saw this miracle that Jesus had wrought right there in his own boat. And he tells Jesus, depart from me, O Lord, I'm a sinful man. For he was astonished at, and all that were with him, notice that, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Verse 10, Luke 5 and 10, and so was also James, John, and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Look at that. He says, and when they had brought their ships to the land, notice this phrase, they forsook all and followed him. Hallelujah. They had faith. They forsook all and followed him. That's what we're asking you to do today. That's what God has said in the Holy Spirit. Trust in me with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him. He will direct your path. And what their lives changed right on the spot soon as they put their faith in Jesus the Christ. You know what? They thought they were fishermen before. He said, you thought you were fishermen. I showed you I can fish better than you. I got this whole thing under control. You know why I made it? I made the fish. I made the sea. I made the water. I made everything you made your boat out of came from me. Your whole life came from me. Your whole design of your flesh and your mind and your body came from me. I am the one who knows all things and holds the key to death and hell. And that's who you're talking about there. So trust in God with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. These folks got saved and God showed them. I came right into the midst of your situation. Let me tell you something, saints. He will be in your situation. If you haven't trusted him, do it now. If you are trusting him and you got a little cold, heat it up. Turn up the fire a little bit. Get yourself boiling in Jesus and watch and see. Won't God move some mountains for you? He can fill your boats with fish if that's what you want. God knows what to do to get you where he wants you to be. And he said his word will not come back to him void. It will accomplish the purpose whereunto he sent it. He sent his word for a reason. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them from all their diseases. God says, I got everything you need. All you need to do is trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Repent of believing somebody else, some situation, some politician, some whatever it is, over God. Repent. That's a sin. It's a sinful thing to trust something else and give it more power in your mind and in your thoughts than Almighty God. So Peter and his crew learned it. And this is what I'm going to say. I know our time is all gone. I tell you what, I got a million examples I could give you, and the Bible is filled with them. Your own life, some of y'all who are saved, you know, I know your story. You know some of mine. I don't know all of your story, but I've heard some of you tell me how God has delivered you, brought you forth, and gave you peace and faith and healing and everything else you needed. Finances, whatever you needed. God said, I'm able to do exceeding and abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and I know he's doing it right now because I can see it even in the midst of a pandemic. Hallelujah. I give you praise right now, Lord God, for what I can see by faith. And even for what I can't see, I give you praise because I know you're working all things together for good to the ones who love you and are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Let me move on. I got to wrap this up. In Isaiah, here, first thing I want you to understand is Isaiah teaches us that we must seek the Lord while he may be found, meaning right now, and call upon him while he is near. That means God says, I'm not going to wait all the time. You don't ever know when the last day is. It could be today. And I want you to know, if you trust Jesus Christ for the pardon of your sin and you repent, in other words, change your mind about not trusting him and trusting in something else or believing in somebody else or some situation or some system or whatever it is, even your own works, forsake that. Call on him. He said, I have free salvation and I will give it to whosoever believes in my son and believes that I raised him from the dead. That's the proof that he's the best doctor you could ever have. I don't know a doctor who can get you out the grave. I bet you don't either. So you know what? You ought to trust in the one who can get you out the grave. The only one who did get up out the grave with all power in his hands and declared, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And he told you, go therefore and teach this word to all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he says, teaching them. See that spiritual education. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He said, lo, I am with you always. It's not going to change, people. I don't care what the scientists say. It doesn't make any difference what they say. You know, they can say what they want. God's word is going to be fulfilled. He said it will not return to him void, but it will accomplish the purpose whereunto I sent it. So that's the education we need today. We don't need to smarten up somewhat in that sense. We need to dumb down to the truth, if that's what it takes. Because, you know what, their science will fail, I guarantee you. Every bit of it will fail, but the word of God will not fail. He said it will not come back to me void. It will accomplish everything I desire. My desire will be fulfilled. God says that. I hope you're on board with God. Now, let me go on. Isaiah teaches us that we must seek the Lord while he may be found, meaning right now, and to call upon him while he is near, to forsake wickedness and our own personal way of thinking and allow God to be our teacher and our personal savior. That is to enter into the school of the Lord. That's where Simon and Peter was right there in the boat. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. See that? Start to walk with me. Don't worry about whatever stuff you're doing. Yeah, you can keep doing it for a while. You know what I'm saying? Or do it until God gives you other things to do. But don't. The central thing is follow me. You know, and I will make you become fishers of men. He said, I'll get into your life and change some circumstances. He went straight over to Peter's house and healed his mom, his mother-in-law there. You can read about all that in Luke. But the fact is, change the direction. Change your mind about what you're thinking. Trust God. Don't let people and hypocrites, which is what they are, dissuade you or get you off the path of understanding the truth and walking by faith and not by sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Now, as with Peter and the apostles and many others in the New Testament examples, we can see that the transforming power of knowing Jesus Christ and allowing him to be our principal teacher through our study, through the study and the knowledge of his word and his will, his word and his will throughout our entire life and throughout the entire Bible, we have examples of this. There's so many others. The Apostle Paul thought he was all deep and heavy in the word of God. But he said, Jesus is the church is false and I got to get rid of it. Now, what kind of understanding was that? You know what? When he was on the Damascus Road, he encountered Jesus, the Christ, and he was turned around 180 degrees as he laid there in the Damascus dust, falling off his beast, blinded by the glory of Christ, reading in Acts 9. And he thought he knew all about God. He thought he was well-schooled in the things of God. He said, I was taught by the most profound teacher of Judaism, Gamaliel, sat at the feet of Gamaliel, the Bible says. But you know what? He knew all kinds of stuff about the Bible, but he did not know God because he rejected God's son until he got converted on the Damascus Road. When he got converted, you know what? His whole spiritual education turned around. He started to understand what the Bible really meant, and he understood that Jesus is the Christ. He became the most vocal advocate for the gospel of any person that has ever graced the face of the earth. And so we're asking you, no matter how bad of a case you are, I want you to know God loves you. He's given Christ, his own son, the Messiah, to die on the cross to save you from your sin in order that he might come into your life and start your spiritual education, open your blinded eyes and show you the truth of his word. It may have been concealed from you because of unbelief for a long time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean out to your own understanding so we can see it throughout many examples. And as I come to a close, we all have the ability to accept Christ Jesus as our personal Savior, as he has promised to present you with a PhD. Now, y'all heard me say that earlier. The Lord wants you to receive a PhD. You know what that is? Praise him daily. Praise him daily. You know why? Because he did everything. There's nothing that we can add to what Jesus has done. So praise him daily. Hallelujah. That's your PhD. Praise him daily because he's done everything necessary for you and me to be saved and know we are children of God. Hallelujah. By faith in the gospel, you and I can know that we have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. We know that the Holy Spirit will fill us and lead us and guide us to all truth. That stuff we didn't know, He'll open it up so we can understand it. Things that we have doubts about, He will give us faith and gird us up so we can make it through everything that we're dealing with in life. So when we get Him on board, the Holy Spirit comes in. He's there to comfort you, to lead you, to guide you to all truth. And He promises He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, isn't that a blessing? So your spiritual education comes from God. This is the good news. You don't have to work 8-12 years and write a doctoral thesis to get it. As soon as you trust Christ, praise Him daily, because He already got out the grave, and He did that for you. Praise Him daily, because He said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Praise Him daily. That's your PhD. Praise Him daily, because He'll take you deeper into His Word and teach you marvelous things that you never saw before. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. So just trust God. From now on, maybe you've been doing that, and you say, okay, I've slipped up here and there. I kind of let the things I've been hearing get on under my spirit. Okay, repent. Trust the Lord, and right now, He'll give you that comfort and that peace that passeth all understanding. I wish I had time to show you hundreds of other examples, but I believe the Holy Spirit will do that. He will give you what you need from here. Amen. So we hope you have enjoyed this word today about spiritual education. And God wants to teach you even more. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Thank God for our new friends and family that have come online. And even for those of you who have sent support during this difficult time. The church is in a difficult season, but we do thank you who see and understand what God is doing in the midst of a pandemic. And you have continued to support the ministry. Amen. And we are expanding. I want to let you know. So I don't have any more time, but we love you. We pray for you every day. And we thank God for all of you. We're going to see even more victories by continuing to walk by faith and not by sight. Remember, forsaking all, I trust Him. Amen. God bless you.